You're waking up to
East Coast Breakfast.
I'm with the man himself, Rob Bentley, fresh off that epic win on Survivor last night. Welcome to East Coast Radio, Rob.
Thank you so much for having me, Terrence.
Rob, you're arguably one of the strongest players in Survivor South Africa history, winning 5 immunity challenges. How did that feel?
Absolutely fantastic. I couldn't be happier and more proud of my achievement in the game.
Did you have a game plan going in when you entered Survivor?
I did have rough plans, but I didn't want to formulate, you know, plans that I had to lock down into, because I understood that the game is constantly adapting, it's constantly evolving, so I needed to evolve and adapt with it.
And how did you put that into practice once you got to the island?
It was simply thinking on my feet and monitoring my surroundings the whole time. I was reading the rooms every time, reading people, trying to see where their minds are at and seeing how I could penetrate that.
Well, I mean, that you did, because you manipulated people, but you did it in such a charming way that people loved you. You have the makings of a politician there. Was that your plan all along?
No, I wasn't trying to be a politician, but it looked like I managed to achieve a bit of political will.
How did the others react to you once they realized that you were this really strong player?
I think they all saw it, but they left me too long in the game, honestly, and it got to a point where they needed to do something about it. I think a lot of them saw it, but they just couldn't, because at that point I had so much social capital. Everything that was happening was going through me, so the people who did try were the ones that ended up on the jury first.
And you also survived a few blindsides. What was going on there?
So I was fortunate enough to have people like Doral and Nicole in the game. Honestly, they were truly loyal to me. That's why I couldn't be prouder that they went to the end with me. They deserved it. So they were loyal enough to me, so I would end up getting wind of it, and I was able to do something about it. And those immunity wins, honestly, is what saved me at the end. I think at that point, everyone wanted me out.
I mean, at one point in your VT, you also said that you weren't in it for the money and that you hoped that Nicole would win. Has that changed?
So when I first got into the game, actually all of Seoul knows this, that I did say that my intention was to give it away at the end. Reason being is because I wanted to prove a universal law, which is given you shall receive. I genuinely believe that. So I wanted to actually give it, knowing very well that what you give, you get back in life. So I had no stress in giving it away. But obviously at the end, Nicole turned on me, so I didn't think she was deserving of it anymore. She did try betray me.
I think it was only when Steffi had, you found out that she had betrayed you, that we saw you getting a little upset on the show. You were pretty calm up until then. Did that kind of change your mood a little?
It did. It obviously made me get my head back into the game. I think when I saw my mom, it exposed my soft side a lot more again, so I didn't see that coming. I did suspect Steffi was up to stuff, because I realized she had been lying to me at a stage, but towards the end, I was obviously very heartbroken that Steffi had tried to betray me. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's a game of Survivor, and I commend her for trying. She did try to take me out. Well done on her.
Well, you're a million rand richer now. What are your plans for this money? You're going to give it away?
I will be stashing it. I'll be investing it. I was a financial planner for a number of years in my life, so I will be putting it away very safely.
So in real life, you work behind the camera, but you've spent all these months in front of the camera. What are your any plans for getting in front of the camera again?
Most definitely. I mean, I look at guys like Nico, and I look up to what they do, how they do it, and I would love to get into the same sector. It was a lot of fun, and I was really blessed to be given that opportunity to do it.
What do you like away from the glare of the limelight?
I'm honestly a normal guy, really. Everyday guy that, you know, loves outdoor stuff. I love spending time with family. That's one of the things I learned on the island, is all you really need in your life is nourishment and love from friends, family. I'm complete as long as I have those two things.
Well, thank you very much. You know, KZN got behind you because you're one of our own, and we're incredibly proud, so well done.
Thank you so much, and I really must say that I appreciate, I mean, I saw everything, the messages, the support that KZN especially showed me was phenomenal, and I genuinely, honestly appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys.
You're waking up to East Coast Breakfast.